From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The president has signed the temporary spending bill into law. NPR's Audie Cornish reports legislators on Capitol Hill now have to work on a deal for a long-term measure.
Now lawmakers have 2 weeks to come to an agreement on a mix of spending cuts to include in a budget bill covering the rest of the fiscal year. But House Speaker John Boehner says that Senate Democrats have yet to take real action.
How do you start a conversation where one house has spoken, but the other house hasn't? Where's the starting point?
Senate Democrats have called the GOP-drafted House proposals draconian. They say they're welcoming the inclusion of Vice President Joe Biden into the mix of negotiations. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama said today he is saddened and outraged by a shooting incident outside the Frankfurt airport today that claimed the lives of 2 U.S. Air Force personnel and left 2 others injured. Mr. Obama says the U.S. will spare no effort in terms of finding out how the outrageous act, as he put it, took place. Police say the gunman opened fire on a bus carrying military personnel as it sat outside the airport terminal. Police have the suspected gunman in custody. The motive for the attack remains unclear. The World Food Program says it is acting to prevent a humanitarian disaster in and around Libya. Refugees have been fleeing violence in Libya and heading into neighboring Egypt and Tunisia. NPR's David Green began his day in the Tunisian capital, where he found residents swinging into action to help.
Volunteers were working their heart out, loading the truck with diapers, pasta, vegetables, spaghetti, bananas, dates, really anything people could get their hands on. And people here say this was just a spontaneous volunteer effort to help the refugees who are pouring across the border from Libya.
No one is directed. I only support people, our time, our money, to save other people, nothing more.
That's Sami Massali, a 30-year-old businessman who was loading the truck in his sport coat. His country's revolution inspired those elsewhere, and Tunisians seemed determined to help other people in need. All that food was bound for Tunisia's border with Libya. It might not even make a dent. Tens of thousands fleeing Libya are overrunning refugee camps. Italy's foreign minister says this could become an exodus of biblical proportions. David Green, NPR News, Zarzis, Tunisia.
Number of planned layoffs at U.S. companies rose last month to its highest level in some 11 months. That was as more government and nonprofit firms shed jobs. According to the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, employers announced more than 50,000 job cuts in February, the highest number since March of last year. CEO John Challenger says the recent run-up in gas prices may also stifle jobs growth in the month ahead.
High gas prices really are going to hurt there. It also hurts the consumer. That's about two-thirds consumer spending is of the U.S. economy.
So even with the increased number of layoffs, the report says the overall pace of job cutting remains relatively subdued. Stocks eked out modest gains today, notwithstanding a big run-up in oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 8 points. The Nasdaq gained 10 points. You're listening to NPR. The Supreme Court has voted to uphold the rights of members of a religious group to stage anti-gay protests outside military funerals. The justices, in an 8-1 vote, saying the First Amendment protects the rights of the fundamentalist church members who've claimed military deaths are God's punishment for the nation's tolerance of gays. The decision upholds an appeals court ruling throwing out a $5 million judgment for the father of a dead Marine who sued the church. In writing the opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that even hurtful speech on public issues should be protected. The lone dissenting justice, Samuel Alito, said a commitment by the court to free speech does not mean vicious verbal assault. Scientists with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service say the eastern cougar is now considered extinct. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports other members of the cougar family continue to thrive elsewhere in the country.
The eastern cougar has been disappearing for a long time. Hunting and deforestation of the eastern states appeared to have wiped them out by about 1900, but reports of sightings continued. Scientists listed the eastern cougar as endangered in 1973, but fish and wildlife experts now say they think the animal actually became extinct well before that, and they've removed it from the endangered species list. The eastern cougar is a subspecies, just as the Florida and Western and South American cougars are subspecies. Subspecies can mate with each other and are usually distinguished from each other by their size or the length of their fur. While cougars are generally scarce in the U.S., their numbers are considered sufficient to maintain the species. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Ford says it is recalling 25,000 2010 Ranger model pickups. The recall involves fixing potential problems with a fuel line. Ford's also recalling around 9,000 2011 model Ford Edge and F model pickups for a software problem. I'm Jack Spear in NPR News in Washington.